Welcome back. Third hour, Thursday edition of the Dana and Parks program. Don't forget, tomorrow at 5 is the airing of the grievances. Festivus Friday. Also, make sure you get online to KMBZ.com and sign up for the 4th annual Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament. It is on Saturday from 10 to 2 at Serve in Overland Park. All the proceeds, every single penny, goes to the KC Pet Project. And you can register your team. We have a limited number of slots at KMBZ.com. We'd love to see you out there for a great cause. Dan, you have a confession.
No.
You dirty, dirty man.
I don't have a confession.
Why are your arms so sore today, Dan?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, well, I worked out.
Really?
Before I came in.
And where were you working out?
At a pole fitness.
Okay. Did you actually go do the core workout?
Pole dancing.
It is a core workout that is...
you have to have a strong core.
Okay. How long was the class and what did it entail and keep it clean?
Well, of course I'll keep it clean. It was a clean thing to do.
You're a man, Dan.
That's right, I am.
You were pole dancing last night.
And you know what? It was difficult. Went to a place over in Raytown.
Okay.
An hour-long class.
Off to a great start.
Was it called Bazookas?
That's not in Raytown.
Oh.
And it's hour-long class, and start with warm-up and stretching and all that, and then start with some movements around the pole and how to grip it and how to balance and how to lift yourself up. And it is extremely difficult.
Were you able to do the thing where you can hang onto it, where your head is down facing toward the ground and your legs are straight up?
We didn't even get into the upside down stuff.
Because I think that would be one of the hardest things to accomplish. I've seen these dancing classes and I have heard it is one of the hardest workouts you will ever have.
It really is. I mean, it is fitness. I mean, we know where it came from originally, but it is a fitness class. And you will be humbled by how difficult it is, especially if you're a man.
What were the ages?
And genders.
Well, there was just like three of us there, including the instructor.
Does the instructor have some experience with the pole that I'm assuming she would share with the audience or with the class?
Experience as in how to hold your body when you're using
no,
the pole?
No, Dan, experience as a stripper.
Oh, I have no idea. I didn't ask.
Huh.
All right. The pole workout would not be for Dana.
You sound very reserved when talking about this, Dan.
But there
is... Well, it was no big deal. It's like going to the gym and working out with, you know,
hit.
There is a bungee-style workout. Have you seen this where you...
The aerials?
Yes. You put your... Well, remember when we had toddlers and you put the toddler in the little bouncy seat in between the door jamb? Pretty sure those were all recalled. And the baby just goes, bong, bong, bong. They were like a fall hazard, a choking hazard, a strength, like all of the things. But you remember when we were toddlers, our parents would stick us in that door jamb and it would have that claw that would go around the door jamb, remember?
Mm-hmm. I do remember.
And the tension claw.
Put you somewhere so you weren't underfoot.
Yes.
They still sell those, by the way.
There is a class where they have replicated that for adults.
Oh, yeah.
And you bounce and bounce and bounce and you can run until you run out of room and it brings you back.
Those are also a massive workout.
Massive workout. And there's one, I think, downtown. There might be one in the West Bottoms. I spoke with my girlfriends about doing that. And the only problem is, for a certain age of mature woman, I know for a fact I would laugh so hard that I would wet my pants. Because I've seen this online. I've seen other women doing it. And what you end up doing is banging into each other. Falling, you know, it takes skill to do it correctly, and I would just end up laughing.
So this was a unique thing. This is the first time I've ever tried this. I typically go to a boot camp style gym many times during the week, but this was something different. I was invited to come try it, and I'm like, yeah, let's go, let's give it a shot, knowing full well that I was going to not succeed very well and come out of it very sore. It is, you have to be extremely strong in your core, in your forearms, everywhere.
What does it cost to do an hour-long fitness class around a stripper's pole?
You know what? I'm not sure.
Didn't pay for it?
No. It was a gift.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So when are we signing up?
I'm proud of you for trying something new. I'm telling you, I would not do the pole workout. I would try with all of you ding-a-lings to do the bouncy jumper whatever workout.
That would be pretty cool.
Now, I would do, I don't know if you guys have seen this, where they put you in the ball, a giant ball.
And push you down the mountain?
Yeah, I would do that.
That's not a workout.
That's just a ride.
What I call a concussion and multiple contusions.
Okay.